Asia.
Pakistan. Cut down to size. The government preemptively seizes control of the courts.
Voting in Pakistan's lower house of parliament began at 3:30 a.m. on October 21st. A two-thirds majority to amend the constitution was secured at 5 a.m. At 6:30 a.m., a bleary-eyed Asif Ali Zardari, the president, signed into law the 26th amendment to the constitution. In a race against time, Pakistan's parliament had won. The rules governing the judiciary had been radically altered days before the election of the next head of the Supreme Court. Yahya Afridi, the new Chief Justice, was sworn in on October 26th. He is the first to be appointed by a special parliamentary committee controlled by the government of Shehbaz Sharif, the Prime Minister, the first to have a fixed three-year term and the first in 30 years to be plucked from lower down the seniority list. The government skipped over two out-of-favour judges. The powers of Mr. Afridi's office have also been weakened. Constitutional cases and matters of public importance involving fundamental rights are to be transferred to constitutional benches of the Supreme Court. These will be populated by judges nominated by the government. It's an attempt by the government to ensure the pliability of the judiciary, says Salahuddin Ahmed, a former president of the Karachi Bar Association. Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, warned that it will seriously undermine the independence of judges. Control of the courts is an old battle in Pakistan. More than half of the amendments to the 51-year-old constitution are related to the judiciary. Power-drunk, headline-hogging judges have contributed to the mess. Supreme Court judges have solicited funds to build a dam, dabbled in sugar pricing, taken on population control, and cancelled a mining contract, triggering $11 billion in fines for the government. The court has also sacked two prime ministers. The straitjacketing of the Supreme Court points to the government's unspoken fears. First, that sympathetic judges could have tried to release Imran Khan, a former prime minister, from prison where he's been languishing for over a year. And second, that they could have invalidated the general election, which installed Mr. Sharif in office in February, but is widely discredited as rigged. Challenges to the new law are piling up. But in a meeting on October 28th, the Supreme Court judges focused on a case backlog instead.